Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Fabian Gaffke. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermueller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Giuliani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to third. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Giuliani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Gaffke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Werber. Clift moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Giuliani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Ostermueller covering, for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fox. Bijma reaches second base with a double. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bijma scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaffke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber is called out on strikes. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soltis throws the ball into Bijma, who tags Kramer, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Clift reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is walked intentionally. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West strikes out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bijma bunts towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Giuliani hits a line drive into right field. Gafke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ostermüller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fabian Gafke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gafke hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ostermüller moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis moves to third. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Bottomley reaches third base with a triple. Soltis scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Bottomley scores. West moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-2 in the game. Croner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin is hit by the pitch. Croner moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Croner moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Giuliani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Henry now pitching. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Giuliani hits a line drive into right field. Gafke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fabian Gafke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gafke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gafke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Browns. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soltis is called out on strikes. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kroner hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-3 in the game. Dahlgren hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Knott now pitching. Mel Almada pinch hits for Jim Henry. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaffke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Olson now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. West reaches second base with a double. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bijma bunts towards the mound. Olson fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Giuliani hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Werber hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.